Our first story is about something you probably didn't know is handmade. The oboe reed. Pretty much all professional oboe players carve their own reed, since nobody's come up with a decent plastic reed or a reed-making machine, and the process is unending. A really amazing reed might last 6 months, but most of them are at their peak for about 2 weeks. As Sarah Elzis discovered, this obligatory handwork forges a peculiar bond between musician and instrument.
Oboe players spend a lot of time making reeds, sometimes as much time as they spend practicing their instruments. It's no wonder, then, that oboists like Sally Wall have strange relationships with these tiny pieces of wood.
I can remember giving one that I kept forever just because I thought I just grew so attached to it. And I gave it to a friend as like a good luck charm.
I'm a little superstitious about it.
That's Miriam Kapner.
I kind of think that sometimes you have to make some bargains with the gods of reeds.
I think we become so almost obsessed with it that we start to personify the reed, you know, like we're not getting along with our reed or our reed is fussy.
Meredith Rouse.
If the weather is nice and the planets are in alignment, then there are certain days where you can think, oh, this is such fun. But then the cloud will come in and the sound will change. It's like creating part of your instrument every day.
A reed starts its life as a piece of oboe cane, which is a plant kind of like bamboo. It's grown in sandy soil in arid climates, like wine, mostly in southern France and California. The cane comes to oboe players in short tubes that look like wide drinking straws. The tubes are first split into thirds, then cut, carved, and gouged into a reed shape with a series of crude-looking tools that would not have looked out of place in the 1730s.
You'd think that in this age of technology, we'd have something a lot more advanced than just levers and planers. The problem is, it's wood, and it has to be hands-on. The reason that it remains as crude as it is today is so that you can be aware of every single step as you go along.
Since oboe cane is a plant, no two reeds are alike. This makes it hard for reed makers trying to make the perfect reed. But these variations make each individual oboist sound that much more unique.
The fact that we make our own reeds and everybody has a little bit different idea of how they want to sound, that really makes it individual.
Once the cane has been cut to the basic reed shape, it's tied to the metal tube that sits in the instrument, and it's ready to be carved. Sawdust-sized pieces of bark are precisely scraped off with a sharp knife. This process can take hours.
You have to blow on them while you're making them, actually. And as you're scraping on the cane, it's going to change. And you scrape more, and then you crow again. The crow is what we call it when it sounds like this. So this reed, I would be really skeptical about it. And I would play it on my instrument. Let's see what it sounds like. I wouldn't use this reed. With the crow, seems funny, seems out of balance, too high. It's hard to blow air through it, and it's not creating a free sound. It's very shy. But let's see what this one sounds like. Yeah, I like this particular reed. I feel like I can just go for it, and there's nothing in between me and my sound, so it's very comfortable.
For me, it's all about sound. What makes your sound unique? This is an excerpt from a Bach cantata. It's cantata number 82 called Ich habe genug.
Genug. In English, enough. Somewhat appropriate for oboe players. Enough with making reeds.
I would rather be playing, definitely.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Elzis.